Daf is Pesachim Daf Nun Hey. The Daf begins with the discussion of Yuhara. The Tanakama had said that Talmidei Chachamim don't do Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and Rav Shmuel Gamliel said that there's no problem of Yuhara for regular people to make themselves like Talmidei Chachamim and refrain from Malacha on Tisha B'Av. It sounds like Tanakama does not want regular people to act like Talmidei Chachamim in that regard, that it would be a problem of Yuhara. So the Gemara asked, the Lamei of Rav Shmuel Gamliel, Sabar Lo Cheshin Yuhara, do you think that Rav Shmuel Gamliel is the one who's not worried about Yuhara, the Tanakama is worried about Yuhara? In Brachos, we had the opposite. When it comes to Chasam on his wedding night, Rav Shmuel Gamliel held the Lo Kala Rotza Litol Sashay Mitol. Not anyone could say that I'm someone who's able to have Kavana, even though I just got married, and say Kriya Shema. Whereas Tanakama said, anyone who wants to say Shema Gzonte, let him say Shema. So Gemara has two answers to this theory. First, Mechlefes Hashita. In one of these Mishnayos, the Shitos should be reversed. And the second is maybe the Tanakama holds that it's not Yuhara to do whatever the majority of people are doing. So on Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should do malacha like the majority of the world is refraining from malacha, just like the majority of the world, and refraining from malacha would be yuhara. But on a wedding night, a chassan can say shema because that's what everybody else is doing. Everybody else is also saying shema. Rav Shmuel Gamliel, on the other hand, holds that saying shema on a wedding night is a more overt form of yuhara because kriya shema requires a level of kavana that a chassan is not normally able to achieve. But when we refrain from malacha on Tisha B'Av, people will just assume malacha hudalasle, that the guy doesn't have any work to do. They're not going to assume that it relates to any sort of religious obligation. And the next Mishnah goes on to say, V'cham Rambi Yehuda hayu osin malacha barvi pesachim al chatzos. Then in Yehuda they would do malacha on Erev Pesach the first half of the day. In Galil, no malacha was done on Erev Pesach. Meshami understands that even means the night before Erev Pesach, the Lel B'digas Chameis. Bissel says, no, it only means from Netzacham, from sunrise that morning. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, is the issue of Malacha on Erev Pesach an issue of Minhag, like the Mishnah and Daf Nun said, or is it an issue of Halacha, like our Mishnah seems to assume it is? So the Gemara explains, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ha Rabbi Meir, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, that itself is Machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Yochanan explains, the Mishnah that speaks about it in terms of Minhag is Rabbi Meir. Mishnah that speaks about it in terms of Halacha, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So frak the Gemara, V'sav Rabbi Yehuda Arba, Mutter Basias Malacha, does Rabbi Yehuda really hold? How can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter to do malacha on Erev Pesach if, when giving the latest possible time to plant something in order for it to take root in time for the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach, he says it has to be planted on the 13th of Nisan? Now it only takes 3 days for something to take root, so why can't it be planted on the 14th of Nisan? And 14th, 15th, 16th is when the Karban Omer is brought, and that should be fine. It must be that he holds it can't be planted on the 14th of Nisan because it's also to do malacha on Erev Pesach. So how can you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter to do malacha on Erev Pesach? So says Gemara two answers. First of all, Begalil Shana. Rava says when Rabbi Yehuda sets the 13th as the deadline, he was talking about in Galil, where their minhag was that they wouldn't do malacha on Erev Pesach. Second possible answer is Ravina Amar, Chad Mixiyom Kukula Amrinan, Trey Mixiyom Kulalo Amrinan. In order to plant on the 14th and have it take root by the 16th, you need to say Mixiyom Kukula on the 14th, and Mixayom Kukulo on the 16th, and you have only one full day in between, the 15th, that's too much Mixayom Kukulo. You can only say Mixayom Kukulo on one end. You can't say it on both ends. The next Mishnah tells us, Rameiro Mekom Lacha Shizchuba Kodem Larba Asar, Gomra Barba Asar. Any Malacha that was begun before Erev Pesach can be completed on Erev Pesach. You're just not allowed to begin a new Malacha on Erev Pesach. So, Frek the Gemara, what's the circumstance? Litzarech Moetanah. Is our Mishnah only talking about a malacha that's being done for the sake of Yom Tov? Only talking about a malacha, maybe it's only the opposite. Maybe it's only talking about a malacha that's not being done for the sake of Yom Tov? Or maybe it's talking about either kind of malacha, one that's being done the Tzarech HaMoed or Sheina L'Tzarech HaMoed. So the Gemara brings three rayas to possibly answer this question. First is a brayas that says that you're not allowed to begin making afilu tziltzul katan, even a tiny little belt, presumably because it's needed for Yom Tov, and we still don't allow beginning it. But if it weren't Litzarech HaMoed, we wouldn't even allow finishing it, which would mean that when our Mishnah allows finishing something, that's only when it's Litzarech HaMoed. The Gemara rejects that Raya. The Gemara suggests another Raya, that there's a Braisa tells her that records our Meir from our Mishnah, with the additional detail that it is Litzarech HaMoed. So it says explicitly that anything that is Litzarech HaMoed, you're allowed to finish. The implication is, if it's not Litzarech HaMoed, you're not allowed to even finish it, even if it was started earlier. The Gemara rejects that raya as well. But then the third raya is clear as day, because it's an explicit brisa where a mayor says you're allowed to finish a job on Erev Pesach if it's Letzorech HaMoed, and he says explicitly, but you are not allowed to finish a job on Erev Pesach if it is not Letzorech HaMoed. So that there's no rejecting that raya. It's as explicit as it could possibly be. The Chacham allow tailors, barbers, and cleaners to work on Erev Pesach, because we find that those malachos are sometimes even mutter on Chol HaMoed. So if they're mutter sometimes on Chol HaMoed, they're for sure going to be mutter on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda even allow shoemakers to work on Erev Pesach, because Olei Regalim can fix their shoes on Chol HaMoed, so shoemakers work on Chol HaMoed. Mimela, they can work on Erev Pesach as well. Tanakama doesn't think shoemakers can work, because shoemakers only work on Chol HaMoed to fix existing shoes, but not to make new shoes. To start making new shoes, that's a whole different malacha. Then the Mishnah tells us, Moshiv and Shovkel and Tarnagol and Barabas, our Mishnah teaches three halachas. Number one, that you could put eggs under a hen on Erev Pesach, and if a hen runs away, you could put it back on the eggs, even on Chol HaMoed, not just Erev Pesach. And there's machlokas in the Gemara, whether you could put the hen back on Chol HaMoed if it had sat on the eggs for less than 3 days. On the one hand, the eggs are still edible if they haven't been sat on for 3 days, so it won't be such a total loss. But on the other hand, they're not so good. They would have to be sold cheap. A lot of people wouldn't buy them, so you'd have to sell them at a little bit of a loss. So are we worried about that hefsid muat is the machlokas. Second halach, the Mishnah tells, gorfin mitachas ragli behema barbaasar. You could sweep under animals on Erev Pesach, but on Chol HaMoed, you can only move the waste to the side of the stall. You're not allowed to sweep it out entirely. So Rav explains a brisa to be teaching that if a chatzar becomes so full of fertilizer that there's no space to move it to the side, then you can even remove it entirely from the chatzar on Chol HaMoed. And the third halacha in the Mishnah, the final halacha, malichin kelim mevi'im mibeis uman. The Mishnah said you can bring kelim to and from a craftsman's house on Erev Pesach, even if you don't need it for Yantiv. And the Mishnah Moed Katan says, Ein Mavin Kelim Besu Uman, that it's also to bring Kelim from the craftsman's house, but that was speaking about Chol HaMoed, when we're more strict than we are in Erev Pesach. But in Erev Pesach, you could bring two, you could bring from the craftsman's house on Erev Pesach, even if it's something that's not needed for Yantiv. Okay. Oh.